The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Carl Bott here. It's a looks like it's going to be a lovely day, Ashley.
Yes, it is. We are looking at a high of 91 today, which will be quite pleasant compared to what we had over the weekend. And then it's going to cool off. We're looking at a high of 83 tomorrow, 80 on Thursday. So if you have to mow your lawn or anything, come back on Thursday. I think that'll be your best day for it, in the morning, of course. Friday, high of 85. Saturday, we're back up to 90s. But some predictions are giving us 70s. As a high for Thursday, so it should be perfect.
Okay. Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, California, gives discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay. The early stories today, up in the city of Shasta Lake, I have not seen one of these around here. So I'm kind of like a it's kind of interesting that an indictment was just opened on an indictment outlining the allegations against the owners of a restaurant in the city of Shasta Lake called Latinos. And they're accused of conspiring to bring a Guatemalan family to the U.S., harboring them after their visas expired and forcing them to work for minimal to no pay. The indictment alleges the couple went to extended lengths to pressure a Guatemalan mother and her two daughters into working long hours at a restaurant and cleaning service for little to no compensation. I find that interesting that you see these in other places, but I haven't seen anything like this in Shasta County. Have you remember anything like this, Ashley?
Nothing comes to mind.
They're also accused of threatening the family with arrest, separating the mother from her daughters, and using physical, psychological, and verbal abuse to compel the family to work.
Yeah, which all of that goes hand in hand with.
Yeah, if you're holding somebody like that. But again, that's just the indictment. I mean, they haven't gone to trial. They can face up to 20 years in prison if convicted of forced labor and conspiracy to commit forced labor. So it's an interesting story because, like I said, I haven't seen anything like this.
How do you gather evidence on something like that?
I don't. You know what? Something they went to somebody.
It's like, at best, it's a he said, she said.
Well, yeah, but if they find out that there's certain things like they are over their visa, they it could be is that you know, but it could be a number of different things. It could be but it's one thing about being a sanctuary state. But it's another thing is to force people to stay. But it doesn't look like they locked them up or anything.
Yeah.
I mean,
if they were working in the restaurant.
Yeah. And it seems also that if it was, they were afraid they were going to get deported if they said anything. They were threatened with the deportation allegedly by the couple. So Latinos Mexican dining is shut down for right now until they can get new workers coming in. Anyway, good morning, everybody. I just found that interesting. A lot of things going on. Gary Cadd's going to join us in a few minutes. Another kind of a local story. Trump has, and I'm not sure when he said this, but I guess most people that live here are familiar with our hometown lady, Megan Rapinoe. She was kneeling during the national anthem, and that received a lot of backlash, as you can imagine. Well, the new federation that she's playing under the World Cup, it says that you have to stand during the national anthem. So Rapinoe says, yeah, I have to stand, but I don't have to sing or put my hand over my heart. So she stands while other people have got their hands over their hearts and singing. Megan stands there at attention, or stands there. I don't know if it's at attention. And that's her way of protesting us. And she says it wasn't fair that they did this. It's a blanketed, using this blanketed patriotism as a defense against what the protest actually is, was pretty cowardly, she told the sports, Yahoo Sports. I felt like the statement from U.S. Soccer and then the rule they made, while you're talking to me, that was the same as what the NFL was doing, just to not having the conversation, try to stop me from doing what I'm doing instead of at least having a conversation. Well, it's kind of like this is what the Federation says. You will stand for your country's anthem, your country's flag. And Megan doesn't agree with that.
If he doesn't want to compete on the behalf of the U.S., then go compete on the behalf of somebody else.
Well, that would mean that she doesn't make the money that she makes.
Yeah, well,
right there.
That's if it's worth it to her.
You know, frankly, I think it's, you know, everybody has a right to protest. Everybody has a right to protest.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, and so, you know, any comments I make would be, you know, something that she's protesting against the way I think way gays and lesbians are treated and the maybe and people of color and all this. Well, you know, does that draw attention to it or does that just draw attention to Megan?
I think the goal is the latter.
Well, we'll see. But she did score goals to give the women a 2-1 win over Spain. So, you know, it's for some people, I don't care what she does as long as she scores. I mean that. You know, some people just don't care. I don't know how important it is, really, that people respect the flag. I of course, find it abhorrent that people wouldn't respect the flag of this country, who is the greatest republic on the face of the earth. It's been the greatest republic on the face of the earth for, you know, gosh, a century, probably, or at least decades. Let's just say decades since World War II and previously before that. And it was a place that people come for freedom. It's a place that's that shining, it's still that shining city on the hill for so many billions of people around the world. You don't think that most Chinese, would, if they had a chance, would not come over here where they could have freedom? And
most gays, most lesbians, most anyone around the world would be more than happy to suffer the trials of the U.S. prejudice compared to where they actually are.
Yeah, where they throw you off buildings.
Yeah.
If you're gay.
It's like,
yeah.
I mean, here, I don't care. That's the worst you get.
Are we perfect? No. No,
but we're the
perfect.
Closest there is.
I like to think that. Okay. Hey, the other things are going on. A couple of the other things going on today. Like I said, we have Gary Catt. But on Friday, there's going to be a code red test this Friday at 10 a.m. So what's today? Today's the 25th. Yeah, this Friday at this June 28th at 10 a.m., Shastcom 911 will conduct a test of the Code Red Community Notification System at 10 a.m. And we'll talk about this every day. It's expected to reach about 150,000 landline and cell phone numbers in the area. If you have not signed up for the Code Red, visit Shastcom911.com. Click on the Code Red link to register or update cell phone numbers and email addresses. This is pretty important. It's getting ready to be in the middle of fire season. And if you don't receive a test call after registered, please send an email to Code Red rather than calling authorities. If you do receive a test call, there's nothing you'd have to do about it. But you have to send an email to Code Red at Shastcom911.com. I'm sure there must be some other things. You might be able to, because we were talking to the sheriff, that if you call the sheriff's office, you can say, hey, it didn't work for me. I don't have a computer. And they'll tell you how to work on that. Because a lot of people may just have landlines. And if they didn't get the, if you don't get the Code Red test alert this Friday at 10 a.m. and you don't have an email, you may want to call the sheriff's office. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at BNT Satellite. Right now, gift certificates have been sent to you, $300 gift certificates, to bring them in to 1007 Dana and let BNT Satellite help you with that. It's the 55-plus offer. Don't wait. Call now. It's because if you are 55 or older and you don't call the 800 number but call 241-DISH, 241-3474, you'll get a great, great plan. You'll get a couple things that they offer only to people over the age of 55. Your first movie rental free each month for 4 years of service, a free upgrade to Hopper 2 that you can stream, so you can stream TV on Dish anywhere. So right now, give them a call, 241-DISH, B&T Satellite, local. Don't go to the 800 number. Go to our local people. We'll be right back after these messages with Gary Cadd. He's going to talk about, I think he's going to, you know, Gary Cadd, who used to be one of our city councilmen and was, I think, mayor for a while, but rang the bell on the unfunded liabilities, which seems to be still be growing. Even though the city council and the city manager tell you it's under control. But there's a couple other things about it that we want to talk about. 7:15 in the morning, 67 degrees right now, going up to 90 degrees today. We'll be right back.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
New Year's resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start Program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place. And they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at reddingrancheria.com.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
As I roll along, I begin to find
Things aren't always just what they seem. I want to turn the whole thing up.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio right here on the 25th of June, Tuesday. It's about 69 degrees, going up to 90 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Come July 1st, it's going to be very difficult. They're going to make it harder, a lot harder, to buy ammo. Got to show, you got to have a true ID, you got to have a passport with your driver's license or a number of things. Plus the fact they're still going through seeing if they're going to have to push the true ID down so that if you don't have one of those, if you haven't had one of those made, you've just been using your driver's license because it seems like it's good enough anywhere. Well, it's not anymore. And so to buy ammunition starting 1 July. Well, Bastiani Arms has gotten a shipment of ammunition in, and they've got it there at great prices. I see people running down there and buying it all the time. I see it on Facebook. I went down there and bought a modicum of ammunition to hold me over, and, you know, for teaching and all these other things that we do. But Bastiani Arms not only has the ammo, it has any type of pistol or long gun that you're looking for. Bastiani Arms. Great customer service, veteran discounts at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. And I'm sitting here with Gary Catt. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. It's good to see you.
So we were just talking about that. You're a happier guy than you used to be.
Oh, I am. I think my blood pressure's down and enjoying life. I have to admit that at times I see things with the city that are bothersome. And one of the things, Carl, is being a former city a council member, I know what goes on in the back room when they are back in executive session. And so I can figure out what's happening and how things are moving forward. And one of the reasons that I called you and asked to be on today was listened to a council member was on here, I think, a week or so ago, talking about this proposed sales tax. That the first I heard about the sales tax was last January when I had breakfast with the city manager, and he brought it up and told me that some people from within the community were going to bring it up and they were going to raise the signatures for it. And I told him then, I said, well, It's not going to pass unless you guys do some things. And he said, well, what do you mean? And I said, well, you need to be straightforward with the people in the city of Reading on what the unfunded pension amount is and what the payments per year are. And what you're putting out right now is not the accurate amounts. And so I said,
what did he say when you said that?
Pardon? He sticks with the they have a $25 million problem and they're in the process of taking care of it. Well, they don't. Over 5 years, they got $25 million. It's more like $100 million over 5 years. And so
where's the other $75 million come from?
I don't know where they're going to pull it from.
No,
I think
you said that.
Oh, well,
he's saying it's $25 million that they're having to pay. Is that right?
Yeah,
and you're saying it's $100 million. Where's the other 75?
The other 75, the total amount, Carl, for the city of Reading right now, as of the last report that came out in August of last year, that covers up to June 30th of last year, of the year before of 17, is $546 million to be paid off over a 30-year, now it's 27-year time frame.
Okay, so that's about, so, and you're saying, so that's, it's, how much is it?
$546 million.
So it's $100 million a year.
Yeah.
Well, we can't pay $100 million a year.
No. And.
So you're saying, what are we paying, the interest only on this?
Well, no, but we're paying that interest on it now. I've got the interest here in my paperwork. I didn't open to that page, but the interest is quite high. Talking here, I can turn to that page and tell you the interest we're paying is $81 million. The actual for safety is $159 million, and the interest on that is $81 million. So that if the actual unfunded amount is probably, if we were to pay it today, it's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $250 million.
If we paid the whole thing off?
Today.
Okay, so it's $250 million, and it's $500 million because of the interest.
Yeah.
Okay, just like buying a house.
Right.
And this is what they're saying. Hey, we're paying this off like we would a house. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, you can say that if
well,
you
they,
want to.
That's the way they say it. That's the way that it's been likened to, that it's like we have, this is our mortgage, and this is what we're paying every year on the mortgage to be able to pay it off over 30 years.
Okay. Now, I need to ask you a question then. Who's they? Who's the they?
That's what I've heard them say at City Hall.
Well, yeah, see, the City Hall, but see, Kyle Pierce tells you don't do that, because, see, that amount goes up and down. Just for instance, in 2011, the amount for public safety was $49 million. In 12, it was $63 million.
Now, when you say that the amount, that's just that you're talking about retirements and medical, right?
I'm talking about nothing but the unfunded pensions.
Unfunded pensions, okay.
Just the unfunded portion of the pension. That's not the normal cost, which is ongoing and has nothing to do with the medical.
Okay, now this the unfunded part of it from CalPERS came when CalPERS lost their investments, went tanked during the during that 3 or 4 year period. Is that correct?
No, this unfunded pension started back in roughly 2000 when CalPERS made it an option that they could increase their retirement, but there was never any funding put into place to cover it. So it was just unfunded. What they were saying back in those days is it was manna from heaven. Money's just falling all over us, and that we'll never go into a deficit point.
And then,
and of course, we did.
Didn't the city of Reading then say that they were going to pay the – it was, I don't know if it was back then, if it was that long ago – said that they would then pay all the pensions? For the public workers?
Yeah, the city of Reading paid all of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Paid their
and as long as CalPERS was making money, that was okay.
Oh, well, sure, because there was no bill.
Is CalPERS making money now?
CalPERS
must
not
be making money, because we've got $26 billion in the surplus in the state, don't we?
Well, yeah, but that's the state now. It's not CalPERS.
Well, I realize that, but if the state's making, is CalPERS making money in their investments right now?
This year, probably not. Last year, the last 2 years, they did. They made their 7.25%.
Does that reduce the amount of money that we have to pay if they make that money?
Yeah, it does. That's the reason why when I read the figures that it'll go up and
down.
It'll
go up and down. So if they had, I can't imagine why after, you know, it's been the market the way it's been for the last 2 years. If it continues for the next 2 years, and that's big if, huge if, our payments go down then, because this is whacked away. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
In 15, the amount they needed 7.5% return on their investment, and they got 2.41. That was I believe that was in 14.
Right.
Then in 15, they got 0.6 return when they needed 7.5%.
Okay.
Now, in the meantime, they're changing to 7.5 to 7, which is quite costly. But the last 2 years, they had an 11% return, and then they had, this last year, they had an 8.4% return, when the 0.6 that particular year, the amount went up $73 million. Mm-hmm. Then the next year when we had the 11.
When you say it went up, you meant what?
The total amount increased that much.
Okay, because they had changed it from 7.6 to 7.
They didn't have the return they needed.
Right. So then we have to pick it up. We being all the cities and counties and anybody that's in CalPERS.
Right.
Okay. So when it goes up, does that whack away that number, the final number?
Well, it'll whack away your final number, but it also, when it goes down and they have a bad year, it also increases your final number.
Yeah, and I understand that. So, but the last 2 years, they've been in the plus side. Mm-hmm. Has that lessened the amount of money we have to pay?
Yes.
That? Okay. So that 300 million or whatever that was over the 20, 500 million over the 20, over the 30 years is down then a couple hundred million?
Yeah. Well, the 0.6, which was 15, if I remember correctly, it jumped from 503 million to 597 million.
Okay.
Then it turned around the next 2 years, and we've got a good return.
Mm-hmm.
So now that it's gone down, it's down at 546 million.
Okay.
But the real kicker, and one of the reasons that
let's talk about that real kicker when we get on the other side.
Sure.
I'd like to know what the real kicker is. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heated and Air. Alliance Heated and Air works on our home. They come in every 6 months to make sure everything's working well so that we kick on the air conditioner. Cold air comes out where it's supposed to. And the thermostats work how they're supposed to. The amount of electricity we use is what we should be using and not just wasting electricity. Alliance Heated and Air, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Voted best in the North State, Alliance Heated and Air. We'll be right back with Gary Cadd, and we're going to try and figure out just how much money we're going to have to pay off over the next 30 years. Is it really truly like a mortgage that we just pay it off every year at the end of 27 years we pay it off? Or is this like an adjustable rate mortgage that just keeps changing? So it means you have to pay more or less. We'll be right back. Money. B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, but she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
B&T Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from B&T Satellite.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a great time. 71 degrees out there, going up to, 89 or 90 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original, excuse me, and still the best at 1250 Hartnell Avenue. Specializing in home electronics for over 47 years, he's been in business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. Over 32 years in the satellite business. Authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch speakers. He has radios, or he did till they were all sold out, that are really good radios, AM, FM, the weather band, shortwave, all these at really great prices down at Clyde's Enterprises. We started talking about him because everybody needs a radio that gets, you know, that runs either on batteries or off of, DC power. And he has those. And it's something that during the fire season, it's good for all of us to have. Clyde's Enterprises. Hey, I'm speaking with somebody that's been here a long time, Gary Cadd. And Gary, former city councilman and mayor here, and we're talking about unfunded liabilities. And here's the way that I understand and the way they explain it from the city is that, yeah, we owe this much money, but it's like a home mortgage, and we pay on our home mortgage, and at the end of this time, we're paid up. And that includes taking up all the new ones and everything. And it's $500 million over 30 years. So, and we pay $27, $30 million a year on this. So that, that includes, by the way, that includes the interest on it. Mm-hmm. But it's CalPERS. And if CalPERS has good years and they make money, the amount of money we owe goes down. And if they have four or five or six good years in a row, the money goes way down. But like it happened back in the 90s and early 2000s, which got us into this. In the sense that we decided, well, everything is going so well, there's so much money in this, let's just pay all of our own, let's pay all of our employees' pensions instead of having them pay into it. So we could build up a fund. It was a great decision made back then.
Well, what happened back then, Carl, was they decided back in Gray Davis's day when he was governor, they decided to give CalPERS to give an increase. And so what they did, they went ahead and increased the retirement. But in the process of doing it, they made it retroactive back to the first day that every individual went to work for the.
Oh, they made it retroactive then.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember that. That was a big part of it.
Yeah. Well, that's where all this unfunded came from. See, what they did is they went ahead and they gave them an increase. Said, we're going to give you an increase. If you sign on to this portion of CalPERS, you're going to get an increase. Okay, that's fine. Oh, and by the way, we're going to make it retroactive back to day one that you first started working for the government agency. Mm-hmm.
Whatever that was, right.
Yeah. So what happens is some people have been there 15 years. Well, all that quote unquote unfunded portion, that's where the unfunded came from.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of that has just been
It's been multiplying because we've never been able to pay it off.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So that's the part where if we had not done that, if we just said from this day forward, we wouldn't have this problem.
Sure, because you just budget for it.
Yeah, okay.
You had a comment a minute ago about adjustable mortgage. It really fits this perfect because what basically happens is it's adjustable, only instead of having your mortgage sitting in front of you and over certain years it's going to adjust to a certain amount, we have no idea what it is until CalPERS comes in and says, okay, this year we need 7% and we got 9%, so we got a 2% to the good, or turn around and they say, well, we got a 0.6 this year when we should have had 7%, and we're going to have an alley. See?
Yeah. Oh, no, that's the way I've always, to me, when it's been explained to me, that's the way I always look at it, is because if it's being paid like a mortgage, but it's an adjustable rate mortgage.
Right.
Some years are good, and you may have some series of years that are bad that puts us in a hole, and your payments go up. Right. And this is why adjustable rate mortgages may not be the best idea for people. Okay, so we've got this that we owe. And so this goes back to the public tax. Let's bring this back to the proposed general tax that some people are trying to start right now.
When I was on the council, this came up in 2014 when this sales tax increase came up. And when I was on the council, I made the comments that if you tell the public what the unfunded pensions are, in other words, what's driving the sales tax, and being straightforward, saying, folks, we owe $500 million, we owe so much a year off into the future, and this is what we're going to have to attack, being truthful with them.
And say then at that point, if we get $26 million a year off this tax, we're going to put an extra $15 million into the unfunded liabilities. We're going to put this much into public safety, and the rest of it's just due for clean, you know, for roads and stuff like that.
So we can start taking care of the problem. But what's really going on is no. We don't want to mention that at all. We're not going to say anything. So I told him, I said, folks, this is not going to pass. In whatever form you want to put it together, it's not going to pass. Well, twice not that they've tried that, and it hasn't passed. Now we're going to turn around, and we're going to do it again, and this time, from what I'm told by the city manager and listening to council members, that there's a group within the community. Well, you would imagine if there's a group in the community, that group by now would be rather large. There'd be a voice to it, and it'd be really out pounding the drum, which is obvious it's not. So if they turn around and put it on in what way, shape, or form, it's not going to pass, whether it's going to be a 50% plus one, because that would give the money into the city's general fund.
Right.
And that's when the money's going to go wherever the city wants it to go. So either that or it's going to be a 66%, which is two-thirds, and then you can allocate exactly where the money's going to go.
Joe Comente's idea for the county tax, countywide tax, is a specific tax.
Joe and I had quite a conversation here not too long ago, and Joe, the tax needs to be from the county, not the city, because the county is the one that's going to take care of the new jail, and we do need a jail. There's just no other way around it. We need a jail, and I think that if we were straightforward with the people of the city of Reading, Anderson, Shasta Lake, and the county, all the residents of Shasta County, if we were straightforward with them and told them, look, this is what we need. This is a giving county. They're going to understand what it is.
I don't think there would be that much. You know what? I talked to a lot of people. And, you know, that if it's a tax that goes for the jail, and if you got the jail, build a new 500-person jail. Keep the other jail there. It costs like between 10 and 12 million a year just to keep the jail we have with 400 beds. So if you figure we have another 500 beds, I don't think you would have to double it, but I'd say you'd probably be up into that $20 million, you know, dollars to run these jails. And so any money that was left over in Joe's plan goes to the public or the district attorney and the public defender and the sheriff. For first respond, you know, things like that for first responders. But then that allows, but to see, to me, you know, you have that money spread out. Then you also then get that $10 million or $12 million that they're already spending on the jail. and that goes back into the general fund for the county. Mm-hmm. The city would get its money that it spends for the jail back into the general fund, but it also gets a portion of this tax to help with public safety, and as would Anderson, as would City of Shasta Lake. Well, that's the way I understand it goes.
Yeah, and if the city had that, then we could go from like 104, 105 sworn police officers, we get back up to 119, which is what the city had at its high point as far as public safety.
Well, we need to, you know, it goes to, you know, people say, well, we don't need a place to put them. Yeah, but you put more boots on the ground, then you have less problems a lot of times because there's police in a lot of areas, so trouble doesn't happen in those spots. Well, as opposed to when you have no police, then trouble starts. And then when you do catch them, there's no place to put them. But
well,
for sure we need a new jail.
We had 119 sworn police officers back in 2008, I believe it was. And now we're down like to 104 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We had, 17 CSO officers.
Yeah, community service.
And I think we've got, four or five now, something along that line?
Yeah, something like that, maybe six. Okay, hey, we're here with Gary Cadd. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Head on down to their main branch, the main office there at 192 Hartnell Avenue. It's just opened up. It's a spectacular event to go in there and see everything that's going on. No, it's not like Circus or anything. No. They don't waste the money that way. But it's a good place to visit any of the Cornerstone Community Bank branches on California Street, the one on Hartnell, and then on Riverside in Red Bluff. Go on in and find out how they're moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Gary Cadd on another thought about the construction, the raising of taxes or permit fees on construction in Reading. This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:51 in the morning, about 70 degrees here outside, going up to about 90 today. I say about because how can you tell in Reading? You know, one part of the town, it's 105. The other part of the town, it's 89. And I'm still trying to figure out how that works. But, hey, you know what? We just listened to an advertisement for the Endoscopy Center, Dr. Paige DeNuca. Let me tell you something. Colon cancer, if found early, it's got like a 98% chance of cure. If you have not had a colonoscopy, and you should, if you have someone in your family that's had colon cancer, if you've haven't, if you're over 50 and you've not had a colonoscopy, you need to do that. You just need to do that. It's paid for by your insurance company. I mean, it doesn't cost you anything. And you know, the only part that's uncomfortable is you drink some stuff. You drink a half a gallon of stuff, which cleans you out. Okay, well, everybody needs to be cleaned out on a regular basis. Come on. And then you have this done, and it gives you peace of mind, but it also could find something in there that could cause cancer in the next 4 or 5 years, and they fix it right then. Right then. Little or no pain at all. You know, Reading Endoscopy Center, you know, and it's something that I think that people really need to take a good look at if you haven't had it yet. Your loved one. If your loved one doesn't want to go there, you know, call them, you know, because, oh, it's uncomfortable, it's embarrassing. Well, embarrass them into it because you could save their lives. But speaking of my guest today is not an embarrassment. It's Gary Cadd. Though every so often I get the feeling that you would like to perform a colonoscopy on the finances of Reading.
Well, yeah, I would here we are, we're sitting here, we're talking about unfunded pensions, which is a monstrous amount, and paying it off and the whole problem. Then we turn around and we listen to a Reading City Council meeting and be darned if they're not giving raises up and down the line. And we just can't afford that. And with the payments on the unfunded pensions, we need to get a handle on what's going on. So you've got raises continuing and the pension is a percent of salary. If you increase the salary, your pension costs are going up. So it's like a dog chasing his tail. And until the people of the city of Reading understand what's going on and say, hey, we want an accounting so we understand this, this is going to continue and you're heading downhill.
Well, you know what? It says maybe if the city council puts another water slide down Placer, that'll solve the problem. That was one. No, perhaps Reading needs to put in a water slide on the side of Miracle Mile Hill and charge $1 a slide. And, you know, during the summer, make up some of that money.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know I've been talking about this since I started going to the council meetings back in 2008.
And it's something that's staring you in the face. And I try my darndest.
I know. 11 years, it's still going on. We still have the same problem.
Yeah.
And let's go to the phone. So.
Okay.
Terry.
Hey, Gary. How you doing?
Good. Terry, good to hear from you.
Good. Yeah, great. Gary was just great for us, for the people. Anyway, a few weeks ago, we had the sheriff and the undersheriff, the chief of police, Vanderson, and Joe Comentian, and just before they spoke at our Patriot meeting, Nick Gardner did a survey. The survey was how many people in this room would vote for a sales tax for health and safety, and nobody raised their hand. Then he asked how many people would pay a 1 cent sales tax for a jail, and everybody raised their hand. And Gary, Carl, and I had this talk about the sales tax for the jail, and I said I'd be for it, but that's all I'm for. I'm not for Joe's plan. I think Joe's a great guy. I'm not for his plan. He mentioned on the radio that they need 5 positions in probation. Probation right now, just from AB 109 money that's left over, has $1,200,000, and they're going to get more money. And the jail left over, the money they have from AB 109 is $597. So, I mean, you know, really and truly, just not going to play the game. And I'm sure that I know I reflect at least 125 people times 10 that we will not vote for any tax other than just a jail. So all this other stuff, no matter how many times they play Seattle is dying, no matter how many things they say, that tax isn't going to pass.
Okay, Terry. Thank you.
Well, and Terry, I agree with you. I agree with you because that's what I'm talking about, is to build a jail. To increase and take care of the coffers of both the county and the city.
Right.
We need to have people in the city and the county that are straightforward and let us know exactly what the amounts are, what the problems are, and then we get to be like they're treating us like citizens, and we get to be able to understand what's going on and where the money's going.
One last thing, too, Gary. Are you going to stay over, or you have to go?
Nope, he's got to go.
The only reason I say that is because we still have a little problem with mandatory and discretionary spending, and I'll just get off here because we found out there's more discretionary spending in the AB 109 money, which means we as a county have control over that, and the board for the AB 109 money has control over that, and they're giving like 73% of it to probation, so I'll just leave it there.
Okay, thanks a lot, Terry. Yeah. I'm going to get the head of the probation because they also head up the community policing community policing group, and like 8 members in that, 7 or 8 members in that. Okay, Gary, 2 minutes. Well, minute and a half, really.
Well,
wind this up.
The other thing that I'd like to talk about is planning and permitting in the city of Reading. I still think it needs to be outsourced. We need to have a change in culture there. There's a number of different projects that have been brought forward to the city of Reading that people are highly motivated to build a service station or build something. And then it goes through the city council, and then all of a sudden we just never hear any more about it. Like there was going to be an AM/PM service station over on Goodwater and Shastaview. And the folks that were doing that were highly motivated. But here we are 2.5 years later, and a shovel has not been put in the ground. And I just wonder what's going on. Why do we have a problem with planning and permitting and changing orders and stuff like this? I happen to know that there is, but I don't want that particular project, I'm not sure if that's what it is or not. But it would just be nice to know what is going on as far as planning and permitting. Do we have a handle? Do the citizens of Reading have a handle on their city? Or do we have a staff and a council that rubber stamps the staff to do what they want to do?
Okay. Gary Cadd's been with us, former city councilman and city and mayor. You were mayor. No. Oh, you never were mayor. Okay,
I'm sorry. Allow me to be mayor.
Huh?
They wouldn't allow me to be
They wouldn't mayor. Allow you to be mayor.
No.
Well, they did the same thing to Francie. too, if I remember
right. No, she was married.
Yeah, but they bounced her out one time. I think that was you and you and Patrick, right?
Yeah, but there was a reason for doing that. That wasn't just to be. But anyway, down the road. I'm no longer there.
Oh, no longer there. Okay, Gary, thanks for coming in, buddy.
You betcha.
Hey, and that leads to some other things that we're going to probably bring up in the future, like the head of probation trying to get her here to talk about how this has worked out, the AB 109. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got Haven Humane with us, Mark Story and April Scott. And so we're going to take a break for the news. It is 7:59 in the morning. It's 72 degrees, going up to 90 today.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Iran warns that new U.S. sanctions targeting its supreme leader and other top officials mean closing the doors of diplomacy, although the Trump administration says it remains ready to talk with Iran about its downing of a U.S. Navy drone last week and other issues. Senator Tom Cotton says he would have preferred a military strike on Iran after it shot down the drone. Still, the Arkansas Republican says he appreciates President Trump's straight talk to the Iranian leadership.
One thing he did was draw a very clear line around Iranian behavior, though, to say that if any American is harmed by Iran, and importantly by Iranian proxies in the region, then Iran, I think the word he used was obliterated.
Cotton speaking with the Salem Radio Network. The world will be watching as President Trump meets later in the week with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
Experts hope the planned encounter at the G20 summit in Japan will help lower the temperature in the trade war between the world's two largest economies. The meeting in Osaka is the first opportunity for the two leaders to discuss their disputes face-to-face since Donald Trump said he was ready to target the $300 billion in Chinese imports that he hasn't already hit with tariffs, extending them to everything China ships to the U.S.
Correspondent Charles de Ledesma. American consumers feeling a bit less confident this month.
The Conference Board says its consumer confidence index fell to 121.5 in June. The reading was the lowest since September 2017. Lynn Franco, an economist with the Conference Board, said escalating tensions from trade fights and tariffs appears to have shaken consumer confidence.
Correspondent Jeremy House. New home sales plunged 7.8% last month, according to the Commerce Department. Stocks in the red on Wall Street. The Dow down 79 points. The S&P 500 index off 13 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Europe is in the grip of a punishing, potentially deadly heat wave. The BBC's Lucy Williamson in Paris.
An orange alert has been issued for more than half of France, the highest weather warning in practical use here. Paris and the north of the country are expected to be among the worst affected, with humidity in the capital making the unusually high temperatures feel even hotter. The government has designated almost 1,000 cool spaces around the city, including temporary fountains and mist machines, parks, churches and swimming pools. Some will stay open at night to help people keep cool. The elderly are being advised to sign up to a register, which will mean they'll receive a daily phone call to check on their situation, and schools have been given special instructions, with advice to close if they get too hot.
Drones around Singapore's main airport causing 63 flights to be delayed or diverted in the past week.
News and analysis, townhall.com. Another industry being rattled by word that an internet retail giant is entering its business.
Amazon has unveiled a new online store for professional stylists and barbers, and the news landed explosively in the beauty industry. Shares of Ulta dropped 3%, while Sally Beauty Supply was down 9%. Amazon says it will sell its products to licensed professionals and ship to them free. George Bonzani reporting.
President Trump threatens to veto a bill providing $4.5 billion to improve the treatment of migrant families. Says the measure lacks money for beds that ICE needs to detain more illegal aliens still streaming across the southern border. Three astronauts have now safely returned to Earth after spending more than 6 months aboard the International Space Station. Watching Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 69 points, the S&P is off 13. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. The 25th of June, 2019. June's gotten away from us also. 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley, what's it look like for our weather today?
We're looking at today will be our highest for the next almost week with a high of 92, so it's going to be pretty pleasant. A low of 62 overnight, so you can keep those windows open. It's going to be 84 tomorrow and as low as the high 70s on Thursday, so it's a midsummer break. Before it gets super hot in the end of
July. Well,
maybe
it won't get. Maybe it won't get. I mean, we keep saying it, but maybe it'll be like this the whole summer. It'll be balmy.
How long have you been in Reading?
Yeah, let's put 12 years. Let's put some money on that.
12 years. Just 12 years. You know?
Yeah. Have you once had a summer where you didn't just, like, hate your life for just, like, a day because it was 115 out?
No. And let me tell you why. Because I've been in 120-plus wearing 85 pounds of gear and a helmet. And drinking water that was body temperature and thinking, oh, I'm so glad I got that. Yeah. So, yes, you know what? Here, yeah, it's hot. But then I go from an air-conditioned office to a car that I can start early to get it air-conditioned. I drive to the place. I can be in shorts, a Bahama shirt, and flip-flops and be drinking iced tea. No, as bad as it is here, I know it can be a lot worse.
Okay.
Or even worse, what if I'm having to work like Dan Scott out painting my house on August 3rd when it's 115 degrees.
Oh,
and then he's out there and I go out there and say, you missed this spot, Danny.
Don't do that. I'm sure he'll hear about it. A single finger, and it was probably not the thumb.
No, he hasn't done it yet. You know, I'm just, you know, we're just, you know, just waiting. Just waiting. He wants to do it in August. He's, you know what? It dries faster, and it's better to paint when it's warm. So there you go. Okay.
But this week should be fantastic.
It's going to be fantastic. And the weather's brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane down in Anderson, a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And as a deal for people from the car fire that you're rebuilding your place and you're living in a trailer or an RV on your property, he'll put a 120-gallon propane tank on your property for you for free. And give you just a dynamite deal on the propane. It's his way and his wife's way of Chuck and Judy Kinney for giving back to the community. And this is a super deal, so you don't have to keep taking the 7-gallon tanks out and heading on down the hill with them. 120-gallon tank will make your life a lot easier. And that's Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. It's the last Tuesday of the month. It's got to be Haven Humane. I'm here with Mark Story, the CEO of Haven Humane, and April Scott, who is the one that runs it when you're not there.
Good morning.
That was a sinister laugh.
That's a nervous tick I have.
April
is our...
No, what is it, nervous tick, or what is it? What did you say? It was a nervous... What
did I call it?
You said something.
Sinister.
No. I'm just talking about it. It was a nervous,
twitch.
A nervous twitch. It was a nervous twitch.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, it was funny. I said something and her eyes rolled and I went, oh, really? She goes, no, just a nervous twitch. And I said, really? She said, well, I told my mom that for 20 years. Yeah. So.
Yeah. April.
Yeah, so rolling of the eyes is. You rolled your eyes. Nervous twitch, honey.
Nervous
just
twitch.
Started.
It just can't.
April is perfectly capable of running Haven when I'm gone. However, she has so much on her plate right now that she doesn't have the time to do that.
Speaking of a lot on your plate, you're going to just be here for about another 20 minutes, and you're blowing out of here for Camp Love a Pet.
Camp Love a Pet. Yeah, it's awesome. We've got 18 kids and 18 dogs and a bunch of counselors.
Tell people what Camp Love a Pet is and the background on it. Do you know when it started? Did it start under you?
No. It started, I believe it started under Joel Warner. We're talking quite a few CEOs ago. I think this is the 11th or 12th year total of it. I might be off by a year or two there. But basically, we take 10 to 15-year-old kids. We take 16 to 18 of them. And we've been full at 18, and we still have a waiting list of, 13 to 15 for each camp. We do it twice a year for 2 weeks. Once it starts about a week after school gets out, goes for 2 weeks, and then once it starts, that ends about a week before school goes back in, so we have about a month break. The kids come in, they get randomly paired with shelter dogs, and then for 2 weeks, they come in from 8 to 12, or 8 to 1 if we have a field trip. We do 3 field trips, and they work with the dogs using positive reinforcement. We use clicker training. They teach them basic stuff, how to walk on a leash, how to sit down. They teach them a trick or two. Usually it's like army crawl or spin or shake or something like that, something fun.
For you, maybe.
Oh, it's fun for the kids and the dogs.
They
absolutely
are so
love
cute.
It. Yeah, it's awesome. And then they teach them to walk, basically in a pack in graduation order is what we call it. So all 18 dogs are all walking together. They're all spaced out by, 3-4 feet. And then we have speakers come through throughout the 2 weeks. We're going to have, RPD K9 come, I think tomorrow. Tortoise Acres come with some turtles. We went to an alpaca farm yesterday. The kids got to see some young alpacas getting sheared, which was really cool, and they actually got to help with that. We have other speakers come throughout the 2 weeks, and we teach them about being community members, being responsible and that stuff, as well as the animals. And then this Saturday, which is the culmination of everything, they'll graduate. And so at graduation, it'll be at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. Anybody is welcome to come on out. We will have some local dignitaries there. Usually the sheriff will be there. We'll have mayors and some of the city council and supervisors as well. And then we have representatives from Sacramento that have some certificates for them. And so they actually do the pomp and circumstance. They walk with their dogs. They show their trick, and they graduate. And then hopefully the dogs are all adopted. Right now we only have 4 out of the 18 adopted, so we need a lot more adopted. So you can actually see them on our Facebook page. They'll be posted today with some videos with the kids making videos of each of the dogs. And those dogs will only be $25 to adopt. So you get a dog for $25. It's spayed, neutered, microchipped, current on vaccinations, and has 2 weeks of basic training on them. So you just can't beat that. And they're great dogs. And what we really like to do is on graduation day, the campers will hand them off to the adopters and get to say some stuff about, hey, this is my dog, Princess. She is an amazing dog, and this is what she does. So I absolutely
and we're going to have somebody
camp.
Here, Grant's my here Friday, that's going to be talking about that. We've had Camp Love a Pet animals in here. The animals that Amy picks, and for the most part, and I can just – they're every one of them is obedient. And I don't know if it's because Amy takes them home and beats them with a club or something before they come in here. I doubt that.
No.
But it's a – no, I know it's not true. But they're but the ones from Camp Love a Pet are different. They're even more. I think they're more agreeable and they're happier and they want to. You can see them being in a home.
Yeah, they're all ready to go home. Every one of them. In fact, Amy brought Tillamook from camp last Friday.
Yeah, Tillamook.
And Tillamook is a big love. He's still not adopted, so he's out there ready to be adopted.
And
too,
he's a.
So.
What?
He's a shepherd mix.
Shepherd mix, that's right. And beautiful dog.
Oh,
beautiful
he is. And
dog.
He's amazing.
I'm surprised he isn't. He's just,
I'm surprised.
I think I've got a photo of him with his paws up here looking around going, okay, will somebody pet me?
And he's got the littlest kid in camp that's walking him, too.
Is that right?
He's the biggest boy. And it's the way it always happens. It's completely random, but it always happens.
Hey, it's the smallest Marine carrying the radio equipment.
That's
right, yeah. Hey, that's the way it goes. Hey, I'm here with Mark Story and April Scott from Haven, Maine. We've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. If you're looking for the perfect piece of jewelry, head on down to Four Winds Jewelry. She and her husband, Henry, Rebecca and Henry, have such a great, great selection of jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Find out all they have, from estate jewelry to Native American. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:14 in the morning, 72 degrees, going up to 91 today. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Jensen live at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Well, it's hotter than hell outside right now. It's 100 in the shade with the sun beating down.
He's not your typical country artist, singer, songwriter, award winning, crowd pleasing. He's the total package. His hits include Buy Me a Boat, Drunk Girl, and Fix a Drink.
No, but I can fix a drink. Pour it on ice.
Country artist Chris Jensen, Friday, August 30th. Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Reading. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Reading.
Black Bear feels like home.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in. It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
I don't know who this artist is. This is awesome. I mean, look at that pitch and tone. It's perfect.
I mean, how many times, how many dogs do you have to have bark to get that to come out just like
she's
that?
She's the best one.
Anyway, hey, Ashley, you've done it well. You've done it again. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. You've just been helping people since 1993, and you don't keep a business like this. These are competitive businesses unless you really know what you're doing, and Judy does. Give her a call at 221-0441. Two things I like to say. People were talking about the state of Jefferson in the last hour, and there was concern. They said that, you know, about how money's going to be spent, you know, blah, 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 and how the state of Jefferson, you know, is going to do it a different way. And here's what I said. I said that my concern is, and this is just me, that so many, if the state of Jefferson is everything that people say it will be with low taxes, businesses can start here, all the other things, open carry, you know, all that stuff, that because of the tax relief and the business opportunities, so many people that are blue would move here and would turn Jefferson into a state of blue within 6 years. That was my concern. I don't know if that was clear to everybody, and which is true. If you have a place that's a utopia and you've got Southern California next to you, why wouldn't you move up here? Just in my opinion. Both of you have got your heads down. Are you just ignoring me, or are you just, okay, this is not, has nothing to do with Haven Humane, though, right?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Mark Story and April Scott from Haven Humane. That was just an aside there. I have two people I want to thank, too. I'm going to do that in the next break. Okay. We've got a couple of things coming on now. Do you want to talk about the fireworks awareness?
Yes.
That's really huge, and that's coming up on us fast.
Yeah, I can't believe next week will be the 4th.
Can you believe that?
No. So July 4th is one of the worst days for animals of the year, and that's because more of them get out and get hit and get hurt, get lost. So really plan ahead for your dogs on the 4th of July evening, and cats too. If you can put them inside, that's the best option, obviously. If you can't put them in the house or you don't have them in the house normally, then maybe in the garage, or at the very least go out in your yard and make sure that the fences are secure. There's nowhere they can jump to get over the fence. A lot of them will jump on something to jump over the fence. So just double check all that stuff and really make sure that it's secure, because they are going to be freaking out during the fireworks. It's just a really scary time for dogs and cats, so really check on that. If your pet does escape, don't panic. Come look for them at Haven on July 5th, and make sure you call us at 241-2550. We will be open at 8 a.m. on the 5th of July. We will be closed on the 4th, but definitely come in right away. So plan ahead is the number one thing, and if they do get out, then don't panic. Come on into Haven first thing in the morning on Friday, and we will check to see if they're there. You can file a loss report. If you have pictures, bring pictures. We will also give you some other suggestions on where to post to look for your animals.
Now, here's an opportunity now, before the 4th, if you think you got a problem, or any time, is to have that dog chipped, your dog.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Because once the animal's chipped, it is picked up, and they'll run the chip, and they can find you.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing, too, I've noticed. You think that 6-foot fence that you have, which has always held your dog, is going to hold them. And if this dog has not been around, or if you've moved and it's in a new spot where those fireworks come on, that dog can go over that fence like a cat. And then now you've got to find him, and he is terrified out there. So somebody will call. Somebody will pick him up. I mean, Haven Humane picks up, I would imagine, dozens of animals after July 4th.
Yep. And we're really full right now. So I know
Elk Killer will sit there in inside the house, because from our house we can see the fireworks, and we have the radio on and listen to the music and all that. It's great. But she'll get fired up.
I don't see. And they're going on 6-foot fence.
Oh, are you kidding? No, she goes right through it. There's a perfect round hole when Elk Killer hits that thing. It just breaks through the fence, and God help anybody on the other side of it, because she'll go right through them like she would through the fence.
I can see that. Yeah.
You know what? I remember the time she had you down and had you by the throat, and it took three of us to call her off you.
Vicious. I
remember that.
My life, that's okay. For sure. So that kind of leads us into the dog licensing clinic. So there will be a dog licensing clinic today in Burney. That will be from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Burney substation, which is located at 20509 Shasta Street in Burney. And we'll also be at Happy Valley Elementary School on July 16th from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Rabies vaccinations will be available for $8. If your dog's rabies vaccination is current, please bring the rabies certificate with you. For license fees, you can see our dog license page on our website at havenhumane.org under the programs and services heading for any pricing. And this is why this ties us into it. Microchips will also be available for dogs and cats for $20 each. And cats must be in carriers. Definitely don't bring them loose. There's going to be a lot of dogs there. So, and then we also have on the first and third Wednesdays of the month, we have a vaccine clinic at Haven that is moved to our classroom now because of the heat coming on, although hopefully we're going to get a break. So that's a low-cost vaccine clinic. It's the first and third Wednesdays of every month at our clinic. Like I said, it'll be in our classroom now. The clinic allows pet owners to get their pets vaccinated without paying an office visit fee. Our vaccine packages are published on our website, also under the Spay-Neuter Clinic tab, as well as a full price list. And you can, and the reason I'm saying that is you can also get microchips there as well. So, yes, prepare for the fourth. Microchip is a great way to do that. Microchips are fantastic. You can also get collars with IDs. Your animal should be licensed, should be wearing those too, but collars come off. So, just be prepared for that. That's what I got for the fireworks and stuff.
Well, I tell you, you know what, people just need to know. You just need to be aware that, and we talk about this every year, just like we talk about it's getting hot and not leaving your animals in cars, and yet people do that. It's not that they don't care about their animals. It's just that they don't understand the aspects of loud noises on the animals. And the other part is in being in a car. It's 89 degrees or it's 90 degrees today. For us, we're saying it's balmy because we're used to the 100 and something.
Yeah.
But if you've got a car, because it seems cooler to you, and you put that animal in the car, 90 degrees is going to go up. And how long does it take it then to get?
10 minutes. It'll be over 100 degrees.
Over 100 degrees in 10 minutes. Another 10 minutes probably be up what?
Oh, it'd be 120.
120 degrees in there. And, you know, so, the dog's going to die.
So if you see that, call 241-2550. If it's City of Reading or City of Anderson, give us a call, 241-2550. We'll send an officer out during Monday through Friday. If you see it in the city of Reading, call anytime, 241-2550. We have
that's kind of one of your alert ones. Your guys will go right for something
absolutely.
Like that.
Yeah.
Of course, there's a rule. I guess there's a law that's passed that you can rescue an animal. But
you can. There's some stipulations to it, so I would just advise people to give us a call and let us help out. Obviously, if the animal's in distress, then you're going to need to make that own call. If you're in front of a store, too, you can always run in and ask them to page. Usually, they'll page them. And see if the owner will come out. But I would call us, 241-2550, have our officers go out. That's what they're trained for, and that's what we're out there for.
Because they may need to do something for the animal if he's suffering from heat.
Yeah, and our officers keep temp guns in the car so they can actually see what the actual temperature in the car is. They can check that. They can see if there's water. They can check and assess.
You guys carry IVs or anything like
health.
That?
No, they don't carry
okay.
that stuff. But.
You know, the other thing, too, that we need to warn people about is walking your dog on the street. If you're going to walk your dog on the sidewalk, take your shoes off and walk with them because it's been going around Facebook now, and I've seen several of those where a dog just doesn't complain, just walks along with its owner, and it comes back, and the pads of its feet are shredded because of the heat, and it's blistered, it cost you buku dollars to take care of your dog, and people didn't realize how hot the cement was or the asphalt. So every time I see people out walking, especially little dogs, so you see, you know, they've got to be getting it not just in their paws, but in their, in their bellies have got to be hot and all this. So, Linda, I've had to stop Linda from getting out of the car before going after somebody. You know, Linda, and I'm checking to make sure I've got a full load on that, and in case there's – anyway,
Yeah,
be careful. On that.
Good rule of thumb is when you go out to walk your dog, take the back of your hand and feel the cement where you're walking. If it's hot to your touch, then it's going to be hot on the paws of their feet. So.
And if you don't want to carry your German Shepherd back on your back like you're piggying them all the way home, you might want to do that early.
Yeah, that's tough.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. I don't know why. The fact is I've seen, war dogs on long patrols. They've just reached their max, and they end up getting carried back by the dog handler.
No paws left behind.
Paws left behind. That's it. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. They just finished a week-long classes in our instructor, but also in instructing rifle, advanced pistol, and a number of other classes through Northern Firearms. If you wanted to be a NRA instructor, give Ted Leidy a call at 530-999-1822. Or if you just want some of the most complete training in any type of firearms discipline, call Northern Firearms or check out usgunpro.com. We'll be right back with Mark Story and April Scott.
From above to set me free. Let's get in my car, and I won't take you for a ride. Go to the bar and greet all the customers inside. I won't forget all that you've done for my life. My only hope is you're up there chasing butterflies.
BNT Satellite is offering to our 55 plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Play our Riding in Style Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Win free slot flag, prizes, or a brand new Harley Davidson.
It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that stays with you.
Drawing Sundays at 8 p.m.
Final drawing Sunday, June 30th, where you could win a brand new Harley Davidson Sportster Iron 883.
From Reading, Harley Davidson.
No chrome, no apologies, just an authentic ride. Riding in Style Swipe to Win.
You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat knows.
What's new? Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Oh, my gosh.
What's up, Pussycat? Hey, yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. River Commons Senior Living is like being a, your own little cruise ship, a gourmet chef. You've got activities director. You're tired of cutting the grass. We were just talking about it last night, trying to fix all the sprinklers and have them come on, and one of the sprinkler heads flew up in the air, and I'm thinking, okay, I've got to go put in a new system here. And then I looked at it and I just screwed it back in and it worked. I mean, you talk about being lucky, but if you're tired of doing that and you're tired of fixing on your own meals, but you still, you got life left and you don't want to spend it on mundane things like that. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue. Give Brian a call at 238-5981. Is it time to let somebody else worry about that so you can travel and have a great time? Look at River Commons Senior Living. We're here with Haven Humane, and Mark left because he's going to Camp Love a Pet. And they're doing it for, I don't know, which week is this, April?
This
is the first week?
This is the first session.
First session, okay. And April Scott here is with us, and you are the
Director of Development.
Director of Development, but you do so many other things also. So we got some things coming up, but, you know, I'd like to give a shout-out first to two people before we do this. As some people know, I've been helping with a conservatorship for a Marine that's suffering with dementia and is going through this. His family's going through all this. And so we got a conservatorship. Well, this has taken us several months because it usually costs $5,000 to get one of these. I mean, just that's what it's charged. But we went through a legal aid, not legal aid, but a like a legal assistant type.
Okay.
Which taken us some time. And there's a variety of reasons, but I like to do a shout out to three people now, Monica McKee, and who's been the judge, who's been very, very patient in explaining everything, and every time it's two more things, and but finally, it was granted. But we needed to get a bond, so you protect the person.
Right.
And I tell you what, when you're going to get a conservatorship, they really, really protect the person who is the conservatee, so that it's not taken, he or she is not taken advantage of, and including the public defender getting into this, including an investigator from the county that goes in and talks to him and talks to everybody. So they make sure somebody is just not pushing something through, because this happens all the time. This is part of an elder abuse thing. But in this case, everybody realized this was the best for the gentleman and his family and all this. But the last thing was to get this bond. Well, every place wants to have a lawyer attached to it. Well, I called Tom Andrews, who is a former Marine. He's a lawyer here in town. I said, Tom, this is what's happening. And I knew things were going to be okay as we were talking, and he finishes up. He goes, Semper Fi. And then I got a phone call from a guy named Mike Scott, who does bonds here. He's also got an insurance company here in town. Michael Scott Insurance Company, but he does bonds. And he gave me a call. So it looks like we're getting all that stuff done.
That's
awesome. That's the last thing that has to happen. And then this way we can get the funds all moved into one spot so we can take care of this Marine, this 91-year-old Marine with dementia. So I just want to say thanks a lot to Tom Andrews and Mike Scott.
That's wonderful.
Right here. Well, you know what? It's, you know, they're doing this out of the goodness of their hearts. And you try to, you know, like Sue's illegal. You know, she's been in here and fighting it for the whole time, too. And she's not a lawyer, but you don't need to be a lawyer to do this. But
not to do the right thing.
not to do the right thing, but let me tell you, it helps.
I'm sure. We need to take care of our old people. I feel like that's a dying art here.
The guy's, you know, Silver Star recipient. He's my hero. He's my hero. And so that's how I got involved with it. But I just want to thank everybody that's been, from the judge to the, I mean, everybody has been very, very helpful. But they protect the conservatee. They're Tom's fighting something right now where family was somebody moved into it and taking advantage of another Marine
has
since died, an elderly Marine that since died, and so that battle's going on. So that's a whole new show though. But let's go into something that's a lot happier is
a little lighter.
A little lighter is Haven Humane. And all the things you do, you know, without Haven Humane, I can't help it, but I can't help but think that we'd be up.
Go ahead. I agree with you.
Up to our butt in animals around here and the constant battle to keep them off the streets, pick them up, and then find homes for them. And now it's a no-kill shelter for dogs, and you're pushing real hard to become totally a no-kill shelter but in the next year or two.
Yes, we are. And, you know, it was funny. I saw a little meme on Facebook the other day, and it said, do you want to know how to save 1,000 dogs? And it said, neuter one. And that really stuck with me. And so, you know, spay and neuter your animals, and if we can all do that as a community, then, you know, we'll start to see less and less of homeless pets, which is our goal.
Well, that's the whole thing there. If you have, you know, the same thing with the feral cats, get them neutered, they'll go back to the same area. And they'll be there. They'll guard their territory and all
they
that.
Will.
But
they'll
they
keep
won't.
Other feral
but they
cats
won't
from
be
coming.
Having. They won't be having kittens every other month or something. I'm not sure what the gestation period is, but I know they can have a lot of them.
Oh yes.
Okay. So what else is going on?
We have our second Tuesday dining club, which I love because I love food. It is at Players Pizza on July 9th from 5 to 9 p.m. And it is. They have two locations now. I believe they have a location in the Hometown Buffet parking lot. And that area over there, which has a lot of great stores in it. And then this one is at 2305 Balls Ferry Road in Anderson. So if you'd like to support Haven Humane, come on out on July 9th from 5 to 9 p.m. and get some extremely good pizza. Their pizza's phenomenal.
Does it have to be there at the...
You can take it to go at the Reading location.
I know, but does it have to be at the either one of them?
Either one of them.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. So you don't have to go to one of them now.
Yes.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, and then one of my favorite events is our Pup for Paws golf tournament on July 9th at Riverview Golf and Country Club. It is a really fun day. You can do a four-person team or you can do an individual. We've had a lot of questions this year about, you know, I don't think I can put together a team. Don't worry about it. Come on out as an individual or you can, you know, sign up with your spouse, your buddy, whatever, and we will pair you with a team. We can't do that forever, though. So, you know, if you can get in yourself registered, you and your spouse, you and your buddy, whatever the case may be, by July 1st, that would be really helpful in us placing you with somebody else.
Yeah, it's $400 for a team or $100 for an individual, and all the money goes back into, of course, Haven Humane. It doesn't go anywhere else.
Exactly.
And you can write it off.
And you can write it off. And we have a fantastic award ceremony. We have a wonderful lunch provided by Riverview Golf and Country Club. And, you know, I do want to say thank you. We've had sponsors come out of the woodwork for this tournament, which I know Haven greatly appreciated. You know, our presenting sponsor for the entire year is Dr. Rachel Barnhart, DDS. If you don't have a dentist, she is amazing. And then, of course, the car for the hole-in-one was provided by Crown Motors, whom we all love. So it should be a really fun time.
Crown Motors.
Yes.
Crown Motors is an exceptional car dealership.
They are.
We bought our car from there, and we've got a great deal. But the other thing I like about it is Steve down there, he's not a bombastic type of guy, but my friends, he supports veterans. And on Veterans Day, we do a show down there, and he donates $100 for every car or truck sold on Veterans Day weekend.
That's awesome.
And he presents a check, a good-sized check, to one of our local veterans organizations, and it's been the Military Order of the Purple Heart. And he does this real quietly. Crown Motors, though, supports. As he says, hey, I'm a sucker for veterans and kids.
Yes.
So, and also, obviously, for animals.
He loves the dogs, yes.
What a great, you know, he's a great guy.
He is,
but
him
he's
and his
very
son.
Low key, and you, I mean, I've never seen him and he hasn't been working, though. I mean, he's constantly working. And so, but, you know, Crown Motors supports a lot of things around here. It's a big shout out to them.
Yeah, they're wonderful, and we really appreciate their support every year. Yeah, so that's our golf tournament. Come on out July 12th, Riverview Golf and Country Club. Check-in is at 7:30 a.m. You can always come earlier if you need a little extra practice, and have a great time.
Yeah, there's a huge mound of balls that you can whack away at there.
Yes.
And, you know, since I only play golf twice a year, once for the Special Olympics and once for putts and paws, putt for paws.
Putt for paws.
Yeah, it's a, and then the only time I ever have a chance is if I have April's husband on my team, but he's refused to play with me the last three times. I'm not sure why. Maybe it's because
I hit him.
I hit him with the golf ball.
Did you?
On the tee. Yeah, I hit him. He was behind me, and I hit him with the ball off the tee. And, you know, I don't think a relationship has been the same.
He will get past it, I promise. In fact, I can call him. We'll get him on speaker, and we'll have a discussion about it. But, yeah.
Hey, we got to take a quick break here with April Scott from Haven Humane. We're talking about some of the things that are coming up to support Haven Humane. And you know what? When you support Haven Humane, you support getting dogs and cats off the street. You support the end of euthanasia for animals. It's not just dogs and cats. It's during the fires. Haven Humane was out there with horse trailers, moving horses, llamas.
Goats, you name it.
You name it. They were out there on the front lines getting these animals out and getting them down. And in fact, after the car fire and probably the campfire and the car fire, you took over like three storefronts down
in the Anderson Outlet. Six storefronts.
They gave you six storefronts.
Yes.
Or let you use six storefronts so you could get people back with their animals. You were inundated with volunteers too.
It was amazing. Yes, we had so many fantastic volunteers.
This is a giving community, but this is one of the things that Haven Humane does, and it doesn't pay for itself. So. Now coming out for the second Tuesday club at the Players Pizza right here in town or in Balls Ferry and Anderson. Coming out for Putt for Paws. If you like to play, you know, golf, $100, write it off. You're going to get a lunch. You're going to have a great time, awards, prizes, all those kind of things. And if you're lucky, you'll get to see me tee off from number one. And they've got a sign out in the river. It's called Bot's Grotto. And in there are any number of balls that I have managed to hit off the tee into the river, all in the same place. So it's becoming famous. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages. Portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, where I'm heading down to today at 10:40 to get my hair cut, get it trimmed up a little bit. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call. It's Man's Last Stronghold. We'll be right back.
I'm flat broke, but I don't care. I strut right by with my tail in the air. Stray cat strut, I'm a
clean cat.
I'm a feeling Casanova. Hey,
man, that's right.
Get a shoe thrown at me from a mean old man. Get my dinner from a garbage can.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
The Cascade Theater presents four free films and a whole lot of fun this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the door at 2 with completely free admission for everybody. Turtle Bay will be there to show off some animals and hand out prizes. There's activities and then the film at 3, featuring Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, Cars, and Brave. 4 films, 4 Sundays in July. Sponsored by JPR, KIXE, First 5 Shasta, and Turtle Bay. See you there.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Take the lead, I'm right behind you. I don't really want to be anywhere else, and I'm left wondering, where do you go when you go out that door? You're gone for oh so long, but I will wait.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I thought it was going to be something about a cat running away or something in this. He walks out the door and doesn't come back. You know, cats just walk out and they come back when they want to.
This song is called A Song Your Dog Wrote When You Come Home.
Okay, one more time. All right. Hey, what's the weather look like, Ashley?
We are looking at the highest of the week will be today, with a high of 92, so it should be pretty nice. Plenty of good dog walking weather throughout the rest of the week. High of 84 on Wednesday, 81. Some estimates are actually putting that at 79, so we might have a high in the 70s on Thursday. High of 86 on Friday, and we start going back up for the weekend. 91, but we got those south winds coming back, and so it's
75 on Thursday.
79.
Okay.
Oh, so some estimates are putting it at 79 on Thursday.
Wow.
For a high.
You know what? That'd be kind of cool for the rest of the summer. You know,
I
up in the 80s,
nice.
You know, 90s.
I'll accept.
You know, hey, look, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors, veterans, a veteran-owned business, 365-3793. I'm here with April Scott from Haven Humane. Mark, who was with us earlier, is back for Camp Love a Pet, which is run twice a year, twice during the summer. How many kids? 18? 18 children, 18, 10 to 15, and they have, like, I think 18, well, each one of them has a dog.
They each have a dog assigned to them, and they spend those weeks training them and working with them and really bonding with them. And it's really great once they get adopted. The kid actually gets to hand over the dog to the adopter at the end and get to tell them all about it. And we did some really, really wonderful videos with the kids introducing the dogs yesterday and telling us all about them. So if you want to see more about that, you can go to our Facebook page and they'll be posted.
Okay. Now,
and I do have to say, I think I made a little faux pas earlier. The Pup for Paws is on July 12th. Second Tuesday is on July 9th. I'm
right.
not sure how I got those two backwards, but okay. Putt for Paws Golf Tournament is July 12th.
It's on a Friday.
It's on a Friday That's at right. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
And if you want to join that as either an individual or a foursome, give Haven Humane a call. Say, hey, I've got a foursome. It's $400. You can write it off, of course. All the money stays at Haven Humane. Now, Zumba Bash, and this is Havana Nights,
yes.
August 17th. Now,
Saturday.
Here's the big thing, is that that's the day that you'll see Mark Story in his spandex tights out there. He's leading it. I think he's leading one of the
May get up on stage with Jennifer. I'm not sure. She's the Jennifer Lozoya. She puts this on for us every year. She is the lead Zumba instructor. She's phenomenal if you've ever watched her. She's got a ton of energy, so she makes the event a lot of fun. So you may get to see Mark up on stage with her. He hasn't told me yet, but maybe it's a big surprise, an unveiling.
Well, I think it's the same workout, the same workout uniforms that the Air Force has. And they do their daily PT. And the
pink, I did not know
the pink spandex. Yeah, it's a little known fact. The event is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. At the Wind River Casino Event Center.
Yes, doors open at 5:30. We will have raffle prizes, of course, Zumba, music, cocktails. It's a really fun time to come out.
You can get your tickets online by clicking the link.
Yes, the link's on our website or on our Facebook page. If you go to the event on Facebook, you can click right there to buy tickets. Tickets are $20 pre-sale, and they're $25 at the door.
Now, there's something I think is really a good deal. I hope you've had a lot of people sign up for this. It's called the Roundup app.
We have had quite a few people sign up. It's really easy to do. You download the app to your phone, and whichever card that you use the most on a regular basis, and you can put a cap on this, it will round up your spare change, your spare pennies, and donate them to Haven Humane Society.
So if you've got a, you know, which means that you go in and you pay with your card, and it's $50.42. The other 58 cents will go to Haven Humane.
Right.
And you can say, okay, I'll do that all year long. And then at the end of the year, you find out that you spent $3,000 going to Haven Humane. That's good. But you don't feel it.
You don't
On
feel
the
it.
Other
you
hand,
don't
say, hey,
all.
You know, I'm just going to cap this at $1,000. And then that's what it does.
You can cap it at $1,000, $10,000, or $10. So it's really up to you, but it's super easy to use. You do not have to let the clerk know at the store. We've had a lot of questions about that. Once you set it up through your phone and you set up your card or your account, you never have to do anything
else. Does it have to be a 501 or can it be anything?
For the Roundup app? It is.
For the Roundup app.
My understanding is the Roundup app works for nonprofits.
Nonprofits.
And not go. They're not affiliated with GoFundMe, but it's that kind of an idea. Like if you have a sickness in the family or whatever, you can use it for multiple different things.
So we could do it for Free Fire Media. Just Roundup.
Just Roundup.
Just do a Roundup app and just see what happens. That could be scary. Okay. I think this is a great idea.
Yes, and we've had a ton of people sign up.
I haven't
even
heard of it until you all brought it up.
I did some digging, and a lot of people haven't heard of it, but that's that techie side of me. I love that stuff.
Okay, you still need a bunch of kitty foster homes.
We need kitten fosters. We need fosters, period. Fostering definitely saves lives. And we need volunteers for pretty much every single department. We need volunteers in my department as well. We need volunteers for the golf tournament, for things like our Zumba Bash event, for our Bark Wine and Brew Gala that's taking place on October 5th. You know, if events aren't your things, we can assign you to walk dogs or, you know, bottle feed baby kittens or you name it. We need help with it. So we've made volunteering extremely easy. If you just go to our website and you go to the volunteer space on our website, everything can be done digitally now. The forms go in, fill out the form, and then you can actually call Cassie at 241-1653. If you're interested in working with the animals, if you're interested in working in my office, you can contact myself or Jennifer Haynes at 241-5262. You know, this time of year, we also need help with laundry, you know, washing food bowls, water dishes, anything you can
think
of.
Do you have, like, dishwashers in there? You don't have a dishwasher?
No.
You don't have a dishwasher out there at Haven Humane?
You should see the space. I'll give you a tour sometime.
Yeah, well, I've been through there. I would just think that you would have one. So everything is done by hand then?
Everything is done by hand.
Okay. That would be something that, you know, a dishwasher washing all the food dishes.
It is,
and
I don't know the details. You'll have to ask Mark. I don't know the details about our plumbing, but and all that good stuff. But
the news from
Sorry. Hit the wrong button. It's okay. But, yeah, I would reach out to Mark about that. I'm not sure what can be done, but I do know that I see the people that work back there in the shelter, and they – it's a morning routine. I see them scrubbing dishes, and they are relentless and amazing, and couldn't do it without them. They're wonderful.
You always need volunteers down, and that's what makes Haven Humane.
Work. It does. It does. We could not do our events or keep that place up and running without our amazing volunteers.
Okay. There's so many things going on that Haven Humane does, and, you know, when people say, well, you know, all the things going on and you have, you know, Haven Humane on, when you could talk about, yeah, we could talk about a million things. One of the reasons that we have Haven Humane on, one of the main reasons, is for everything that you do for our community. And I've talked about it before, but just things like this. If you see a dog in the a car, left in a car, how Haven Humane, that's like an emergency call for them.
Absolutely.
When fireworks happen and you lose your dog, and Haven Humane's out on the streets at night picking up dogs.
Yeah.
And you know, other animals that are scared by the fireworks. Being able to have your dog chipped so if it does get away from you one day, that as soon as it's picked up, they can find it. In some cases, before the dog's even reported, because you don't know it's gone,
right,
and they've picked it up, they're going to have it back at your house.
Yes,
so
our return rate is amazing.
Yeah, it is. And so this is all coming out of Haven Humane. So it's worth our time as a community. And this is a community radio station. We hit things that are important to our community. Haven Humane is important. One Safe Place is important. Turtle Bay is important. Shasta College is important. Tomorrow, the sheriff's coming on. He's important in hearing what he has to say about what's going on in our county when it comes to law enforcement and all those things. Our district attorney. We kind of like to think of this as more like a newspaper of the air here. Anyway, everybody have a great day. And tomorrow, like I said, Sheriff's going to be with us. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Haven Humane is one of the good guys.
Thank you.
Stand my ground, and I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.